I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. And thanks, Spike and Fritz. Nobody here at the Surfside Invitational sing along with us.
Not even this guy.
There's
one guy I thought we had.
Disappointed that Hugh didn't sing with us.
Yep.
Oh,
here we go.
There it is.
The delegation's still not happy with Creed. No. Nope.
So we're inside the bar restaurant here at Ramblewood. But I think if we had sung, there's another Surfside party in the outside, I think we could have gotten a sing-along.
Oh, dude, we'd have had the whole group out there.
Yeah.
They all would have been singing.
Golf, oh, yeah.
We should have told them to come in.
They're
outside having a good time.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. The eternal sports radio question, do you think Pete Rose should be allowed in the Hall of Fame? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
Ooh. I think most people think yes. So I'll go with, let's say, 64%.
79% yes.
Damn.
Wow.
Even more, 79%.
Yep.
Wow.
Back when I worked with Kid Chris, he used to joke every once in a while. He would go, all right, let's do a sports radio show. Pete Rose, in or out of the Hall of Fame.
That was a great question back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Every summer. It's a sports radio was built on.
Yep. I would go to the phones, but I can't.
Oh, all right. Right on time.
It's just been logging me out every once in a while.
Right on time.
I'm getting back in there.
There we go.
There it is.
In the studio tomorrow. Just kidding. Never allowed back in.
Oh, yeah. We're not in the studio tomorrow either.
No, sure aren't. Yeah.
Thursday?
Oh, we're not in the studio tomorrow.
No, because we're
another
at the Phil's game.
Yep, another Phil's game.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. For a week away.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Well, it's not Spike Eskin's WIP anymore.
There it is. There it is.
Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, what up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man, put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Like, damn. Like, you want to beat the guy? Man, he's dead. God damn. Like, you want to hold a man accountable for years? Like, man, was a great baseball player. That guy called up earlier, arguing with Ike. You know what I mean? Some of you cheated. Listen, let me tell you something, man. You ain't trying if you ain't cheating, okay? And sometimes you got to cheat in life. That's just the bottom line.
what a statement.
Yeah. Just try this. I'll hold it inside. Like, come on, man. The guy was a great baseball player, okay? He gambled on the sport that he played. Man is dead. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Simple as that. Now, number three pick in the draft, right?
I'm going to tell you.
I almost got scared yesterday. My heart dropped when they said, the Sixers lost their pick. They made a mistake. I said, Kevin Nagandi. The hell is wrong with him scaring me like that, man? So we made it to the commercial. I'm like, oh, man, we might get this. But I'm glad where we at. The number three pick in the draft, Ace Bailey, is going to be the best player in this draft. And you guys hear what I'm saying to you, right? This guy has an upside, a tremendous back in on the Sixers. If they do the right thing with the pick, if Daryl Morey can mess it up. And you got guys calling if I trade the pick away? We worked so hard to get this pick. Are we going to trade it away? No. It is stud coming out of college at Rutgers. Ace Bailey, his upside is through the roof. He's going to be the best player in his draft. He's 6'10". He's a wing player. He can shoot the basketball. He can score. And he can play defense, get out of transition. The guy is going to be a great player. And I tell you, he's right there for the taking at three. Mm-hmm. I mean, the basketball guys couldn't have been even better for us, man. They set it up perfectly for us. Because we got number one, we're the pick Cooper Flagg, who's not going to be the best player in this draft. Ace Bailey is going to be the best player in this draft. Kevin Durant-ish. You know what I mean?
He is.
You and Elliot. How does that make you feel?
Chuck, he is nothing like Kevin Durant.
I'm telling you,
I don't know if he's going to be the best player in the draft. I have no idea, honestly. But, like, he's not like Kevin Durant. He's tall and skinny.
Kevin Durant
can't get a shot off. Like Kevin Durant can get a shot off whenever he wants. Ace Bailey cannot.
This dude, all right, listen. I mean, I'm not going to say Kevin Durant is right now, but okay. He can grow into that. This guy has a 7-foot wingspan, Spike, and he's athletic. He's your Shea Gildress. He's your Brandon Ingram. You know what I mean? He's that type of player with a higher upside than those guys. You know what I mean? And he has that type
Brandon
of
Ingram had pretty game. High upside.
Yeah.
Listen, he's 18 years old, man. This guy is going to be the best player in this draft. We can revisit this 2 years later. One thing I do know about you, coming to me about baseball, I know basketball. And this guy right here, he's the real deal. And we better pick him at 3, because if you trade out the pick to go get an old-ass Giannis, I'm back 76, I'm saying right now. You know what I mean? Because Daryl Morey can mess this up, because he's trying to save him. So you got to keep him on, too. You might not have time to see this guy develop. I'm willing to wait. That's how great this player will be. I'm willing to wait at least 2-3 years to see this kid develop into something special.
Yeah, you know what I mean, 2 or 3 years is a long time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're not winning the championship anyway with Joel Embiid.
Okay.
That has shipped. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if he's here or not. He's not healthy enough to win a championship.
That sale has shipped.
Wait 2 to 3 years, Spike. 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
This guy develops into a great player. And then now we off and rolling. I don't care, because I know we haven't won this long. So why not? Another 2-3 years would be okay to watch this kid develop into something special. I'm telling you, the Sixers are going to be back if they do the right thing with this pick.
Okay, Chuck.
All right.
For next question, give us somebody who's out there.
See, I was torn between two people. I'm going to say one. Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke's pretty out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Loved him in The Wrestler.
He was awesome in The Wrestler. He was. He's
I might watch that tonight.
That's a pretty depressing movie to just decide to watch one night.
Yeah, I know, but
it's rainy.
It's a good one.
Yeah, Marissa Tomei.
You need to tell us something?
A+.
Like, 7th off day, a guy called him a jerk.
Yeah.
He's gonna watch The Wrestler to get over it.
215.
Oh, by the way, he called you a jerk, too.
Yeah, but
all three of
us. Yeah, I just happened to speak up.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to do it before Spike ripped his head off.
Yeah.
Well,
much more classy the way you did it.
Yes. I was so taken aback by you're a jerk, you're a jerk, you're a jerk. I thought he was kidding.
I thought he was kidding, too.
Yeah. OG Wade, I'm sure, has something
speaking of.
Great. Yeah, speaking of jerks, what's up, OG?
A jerk now, okay.
No. Wade, poor me's.
Call me a name.
Hey, listen, let me do this here. First of all, I want to congratulate my young buck.
Thank you.
Nell Rock, you know what I'm saying? And I gave Nell Rock his first car.
Who is Nell Rock?
Who?
Jameer Nelson, man. Jameer Nelson.
Oh, okay.
Nell Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, I coached him, young buck. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, I had a.
Is this a real OG Wade story?
Yeah, but is this a real story, or are you just pulling our leg?
No. This is real talk.
Okay.
You know, I used to be a basketball coach, football player, man. I did it all, man. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? I ain't always been a gangster, man. You know what I'm saying? Did my little thing, you know what I'm saying? But listen, I do want to congratulate that young man. He's a hell of a father, like you know, his coach did say that. He's definitely a pillar in our community, you know. So to have him here, home, you know, homebound, happy about that, happy for his family, you know, and you know, wish him the best with this organization. Okay. Now, hey, you said something earlier about Jalen not being interesting person.
Oh, here we go.
Ike said that.
Yeah. How are we gonna make him the most interesting man alive, OG?
No. My thing is, the man's story itself is interesting. You know, and then to be able to come from where he came from and the adversity he's been through, and then to be on a Hall of Fame path right now.
That's not what I was talking about.
Yeah, I heard you.
But that's not what I was – when I said he wasn't interesting, I mean that he doesn't say things that draws people to him. It's actually a compliment that he keeps things boring. That's the way he wants them.
Okay.
Well, I don't mean his path
to – You just made it clear. I was wrong. Okay. Maybe you should have made it clear, because you had the OG theme in a little bit.
The back went right up.
I called him.
All the adversity.
Listen, everything about Jalen isn't a personal attack. Right?
Can we agree? Listen,
you don't have to be offended. And when I say it, you definitely don't have to be offended. I'm pro Jalen.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, that's good.
He doesn't buy that for a second.
What is wrong with him, man?
We need Spike. Spike, you need to come on board because, you know, that plane that you was on, that joint is sunk. You know what I mean? It's all in the river now. You know,
yeah, what are you
talking
about?
You need to come on board. Well, you need to be a Jalen Hurts fan is what I'm talking about. You heard what I said.
I call things like I see them.
Yeah, so my
you
ass.
You see Jalen Hurts making them throws, huh? You know,
that's
the best throw in the
in
whole
a couple
of football
games.
Was his throw to Devonta Smith in that Jaguars
game. A little underthrown.
Did you just say the best throw in all of football?
A little underthrown.
We need to hop, skip, and jump to throw it down the field.
Over a man.
A little
you know, that was the best throw of all quarterbacks.
In the history of football.
Yeah.
In the history of football.
Football game.
Yeah.
Wide open receiver downfield.
Wobbly underthrown ball.
Oh, he wasn't wide open. Oh, no, he was not. Oh, they was on him. Oh, yeah, he was on him. You know
are you talking about the dagger right now? Yeah.
No, I ain't talking about no dagger.
You're talking
I'm
Bengals
talking
throw.
About the Jacksonville Jaguar game.
Oh, would you stop it?
I can't even remember that.
20-yard pass.
I can't remember that game.
I can't remember.
It was so long ago.
Yeah, because you know how great it was. That's why you can't remember.
All right,
you know?
Enough out of you. Who's out there? OG Wade is. Okay. Thank you, OG. There he is.
Best throw in the history of the game.
Yep. This guy.
I love him.
Jack, why don't you tell everybody about our friends at National Appliance?
You want to talk about the best in the game.
The best.
Never on Fraud Watch.
Never.
That's National Appliance Warehouse. I mean, the whole Eskin family. They're just all they do is go to National Appliance Warehouse.
I sent my mom there.
I know.
She sent me a text on the way home. We got a fridge. She really did. We were at breakfast. She was like, I need a fridge. I was like, we were down the road on 202 having breakfast.
Yeah.
I was like, right down the road.
Don't have to go
tax
that far.
Tax-free Delaware.
Yeah, and when she walked in, she didn't pull the move that her son pulled, which was only two appliance choices.
No.
She wanted the whole gambit.
She did.
And she's in luck because there's over 100 brands at National Appliance Warehouse from Sub-Zero to Budget. They have whatever you need in their 15,000-square-foot showroom down there in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware.
My contractor loves National Appliance Warehouse.
I know.
Just wanted to let you know that.
What we do. That's what we do. And there's a lot of things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. Obviously, we just mentioned you're going to get the right appliance. But on top of that, you're going to get a great experience. You walk in there, you truly feel like you're a part of their family. They're knowledgeable. They're there to take care of you. Their culture is unmatched in the industry. And on top of that, you are going to get the best price possible. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. So get to National Appliance Warehouse today. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Thomas.
Chewy. Oh, it's not.
No. Five minutes.
Yeah. Thomas and Broomall, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys? The NBA draft. Like 2017, we were pick three.
Yep.
We traded it for Fultz. So I look at this draft, not saying that we're getting Jason Tatum or anything, but just like the history where we have the third pick this year. Just hoping it, you know, pans out better than it did when we had Fultz, like this Bailey guy. I definitely think they'll probably choose him at three. I don't feel the whole, you know, trading the third pick in Maxey for the first pick in Flag.
I don't think that'll happen. I wouldn't be so locked in on. I don't think Ace Bailey. I think I think like 3 months ago or 4 months ago, we would have seen them as 1, 2, 3. I think now. I don't think Bailey is a. I don't think people look at him as a significant step over the few other guys that they could take there. So
really,
yeah, I don't see him as. I think there's a few different options they could have there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I like Maxey on this team. You know what you're getting. I don't think he turns the ball over much, right? I know he's not an all-star caliber, but, you know what you're getting from Maxey.
Well, he's made an all-star team.
And then the other thing, too, like off-topic. So
yep.
I saw that Mike Schmidt thing for Phillies. I saw that Mike Schmidt documentary. And, you know, Alec Boehm, he plays third base, too. And how, like, when he first came out, it's like, I hate this blanking place.
Yeah.
like with you being an athlete,
yep.
you know, there's different personalities in the league, like being hard-headed or whatever. Or if you ever had those tests where you took a test and it told you what kind of movie lover you are, in a locker room, like how is it when you're dealing with all those personalities? And if you can be like, hey, this guy is a left fielder, his personality, you can kind of tell the type of person a person is just by their position on a team. More, would you think that's just random?
Yeah, like, what do you think?
I would actually find that to be harder in baseball. In football, you can sort of do that at times.
Yeah.
Football,
yeah.
You can be like, oh, yeah.
Wide receivers are
divas. He's a wide receiver, yep, yes. Yep, yeah. You can do that in football. So, yeah, I don't find it to be too uncommon. It's not spot on, but those type of, I guess, characterizations get thrown out there in football. I don't know about that in baseball as much. I don't know how you would quantify a guy in baseball. Like,
well, Roland didn't like it here either. So, boom,
yeah,
Roland,
is it,
Schmidt.
Baseman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what and is then, it with that?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And then
Roland,
one last thing. One last thing. Like, so, if you're you know, making up a team, like you're doing, like, fantasy and stuff, mm-hmm. what would you think is more important? Getting the best point guard and the best center, like, you know, or a shooting guard like you had Kobe and Shaq, is that bigger on a team than having the best point guard and shooting guard? Or, like, how would you do that? Like, how, like, from first to fifth, with, like, the best players at the positions, what are you looking at first?
You know what? You got to have a point guard because they handle the ball as much as they do. He certainly needs to, have the ability to get his own shot score, sort of the Jalen Brunson type of guard. And then, I mean, we're in 2025, so the big man I don't worry about as much. I like – give me a wing. Give me a 6'7", 6'8" wing.
Give me five of those guys.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like sometimes when you're playing the Celtics.
Yeah.
Is they have – every guy is 6'5", to 6'8".
Porzingis is the only one who stands out.
And Horford. Porzingis and Horford.
And even Horford is what?
Yeah, he's 6'8",
6'9". Yeah, like, he's not – you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I like those type of players for today's game. And that's why – I mean, a Bailey kid is 6'10", so he's certainly from a build standpoint is – a lot different than what we have already on the team. I just don't want to get, although I wouldn't pass on a guy, another 6'5 guard, 6'4 guard.
6'6".
6'6".
6'6". 6'6".
6'6". Lefty.
Yeah, Harper.
Is Harper a lefty?
Yeah. He is. Yeah.
He's crafty. He reminds me of Harden.
He's a little Hardeny. Now, that team was.
A little Ginobili as well.
Yeah, that team was so bad, he did a lot.
Yeah.
But it also feels like with Bailey, he'd either score like 37 or he'd disappear. I don't know. Like Phil Martelli was talking to us about how he dominated.
Yeah.
Like, not always.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He has all the talent in the world, but might not put it all together
all
the time.
Yeah. I don't know about all the talent in the world. I don't know. You would think a guy his size would just raise up over people like Durant does, and he doesn't.
I know. That's the issue. That's where you go from he could be Durant or he could be Rudy Gay.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Could be Kevin Knox.
I mean, by the way, as long as he's not Kevin Knox.
Kevin Knox. Rudy Gay had a pretty good
career. Rudy Gay is not bad to have, yes. Text
9 is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Ah, shit. Ace Bailey seeing Elliot endorse him.
Gotta be the weakest endorsement in the industry.
If for an NBA guy, yeah, I think so.
Noah Vonleh would like his career back.
Yeah, poor Noah Vonleh.
He's never getting over that one.
No, yeah. Elliot doesn't run from that one though.
Like, no, you're right. He
doesn't deny it. Yeah. What's next?
I actually needed new tires anyway. It's cool. Spike if Daryl Morey slashed his tires.
Not true.
Wow.
I disagree.
Simply not true.
I disagree.
Simply not true.
I actually needed new tires anyway.
Thanks, Daryl.
Simply not true. Jack gave up on the Phillies 3 weeks ago. What's next?
Great next question today. We're probably being too literal about this, but something that is definitely out there is us. Ike's underwear pulled over his sweater.
Oh.
Didn't even see it coming. And a year and a half
old
Joe.
Yep.
A year. And now we might have to retire the spike wrinkled shirts at a golf.
Yeah, well, I've represented well the last couple times.
Gotta give him credit.
Yeah.
What's next?
Join Elliot Shore Parks for the Daily Go Birds podcast, where his motto is, I do a daily podcast, and I can still take care of my body. Except in cases of rain, wind, birds pooping out and catching a cold from eating a turkey sandwich and screenings of Back to the Future. Mike in Havertown.
I forgot about the bird pooping.
The bird pooping, yeah. That's pretty good.
That's my favorite. That's my second favorite Elliott story in the last year. My favorite is still him buttoning Saquon's shirt in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And it was, he said it was slippery buttons.
Yeah. And shaking and sweating and couldn't do it.
Yeah.
What's next?
My Cincinnati Mount Rushmore is Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Johnny Bench. Pete Rose didn't make it because I wanted three from one team. Elliott in South Philly.
That's a good one.
T. Higgins made it.
Didn't play his whole career in Cincinnati. That's why Pete Rose is not on the Cincinnati Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you to Surfside.
Yes.
And Ramblewood. Surfside, remember, 2 grams of sugar, 100 calories, no bubbles. Yep. And Ramblewood for having us out for the Surfside Invitational. It was another great time. Rain couldn't stop it. Couldn't stop it.
Couldn't stop it.
And,
won't stop it.
You know, when you can't stop and won't stop.
That's right.
Yep. Or you certainly want an opportunity to can't stop and won't stop.
Yeah.
Blue Chew.
Keep going.
We're
going
to say this real low. There's a family over there.
There's a lot of family.
Well, you know how that family gets made.
Oh, you just killed me.
Yeah. Don't even look. Just look at Tucker.
No, don't look at Tucker. That's like, but you know, Blue Chew will even work if you're staring at Tucker.
Yeah. It's that effective.
Yes. Yep. It is.
And it's chewable.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
It is chewable. Look.
No tariffs.
Man. Yeah, don't skip ahead. You go to BlueChew.com.
Yes.
So you can perform at your very best.
Yes.
In the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
That was the creepiest way.
Well,
ever
sorry.
In the bedroom.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to. There's family over there.
Yeah.
Look, it is the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra and Staxin, but as Jack mentioned, it's chewable, so no pill to swallow, and free. Free for the first month on us here at the WIP Afternoon Show. You just have to use the code 94 when you go to BlueChew.com. And you may ask us, WIP Afternoon Show, am I going to have to go to the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
No. No doctor visit. And you may ask us, am I going to have to wait in line at the pharmacy?
Nope.
Nope. And you may ask us, am I going to have to pay more because it's made outside the United States of America?
Nope.
No. No. And you're gonna. And here's one thing we'll say yes to. Am I going to perform to the top of my capability?
You will.
You will. So go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94 for your first month free on us. You only pay for the shipping. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it.